folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke with you for the next 60 minutes, and this is show number 224. It's a show of things that are not quite new to this world, but new to me. Anyway, I'll explain that a bit more later, or maybe I won't. Who knows? This is Jeremy Finney, a fiddler out of Nova Scotia. He's doing a set of slides here that he wrote himself. It's called The Cat Wants Out, The Cat Wants In, The Cat Wants Out Again, The Cat Wants In Again. Typical stuff that happens with cats. In just under 4 minutes, all those things can happen. I'll be back in a moment. Thanks for joining me. Hope you enjoy our trips today. That's something from Jeremy Finney on his solo debut CD. CD is called Tip the Bottle. He's a Celtic fiddler, a tune writer from Halifax in Nova Scotia. He has sort of an energetic mix of Celtic traditional repertoire and original compositions. And this debut album had a whole boatload of original content, including this set, which is a set of slides called The Cat Wants Out, The Cat Wants In, The Cat Wants Out Again, The Cat Wants In Again. All four happening very quickly. So he obviously has a cat because he understands how they operate. Yeah, Jeremy's a classically trained violinist, and some people say his sound is between the Cape Breton legend Jerry Holland, that sort of style, and American-Irish fiddler Liz Carroll. He has a number of guests on his solo CD, people like Mohsen Amini, and he's playing the concertina on that track. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and I'm playing some music that's, some of it is new, no question, within the last month or something like that, but some of it it took me a while to get it. I don't know exactly why I was so slow. That would be the case with this Jeremy Finney, and there are some bands that I'd sort of not noticed, I suppose, and then just recently have sort of collected some of their material. And anyway, there you go. That's what a show becomes. Next up, we have a very new CD. This was just released about a month ago. This is from the Kubasonics. Ah, wonderful band. Ukrainian-Canadian speed folk band, as they call it. Are based now in St. John's, Newfoundland, originally from Edmonton. They've been honored throughout the Ukrainian-Canadian community. They sort of recreate Ukrainian melodies with a twist. Usually they're sort of humorous or surprising alterations to time-honored songs. And so sometimes people call them folk fusion as well. Their premier performance was in 1996 in Edmonton. And the leading member at the time, and still is, Brian Cherwick, had met many of his soon-to-be bandmates when he was studying at the University of Alberta. He got a PhD, and the title of which is Polkas on the Prairies, Ukrainian Music and the Construction of Identity. That's a wonderful title. I would even actually read that with pleasure. He got it from the Center for Ukrainian-Canadian Studies. They've performed throughout North America and also in Europe, including in Ukraine, a number of times. Brian moved to St. John's in around 2011. He formed a new iteration of the Kupasonics somewhere around 2015, which is largely what currently exists. As they put it, they are arguably Newfoundland's finest Ukrainian band. Well, no question. I wouldn't argue with that at all. Top flight musicianship, quirky humor, sort of a dizzying array of instruments, this high energy stage show. This is, I think it's their sixth CD possibly, called Kupasongs, released last month. And it has a fun inclusion of a bunch of Newfoundland tunes, including one by Rufus Ginchard, one by Emile Benoit. I think we'll hear them both in the selection of tracks I'm going to play now. And clearly both of those gentlemen would be quite delighted at what's happened to their tunes in the hands of the Kupasonics. They've been keeping a pretty high profile at the moment as well in the province, helping to educate folks on the Russian invasion of the Ukraine, raising money to support the people of Ukraine and so on. And by gosh, it's just a great CD. Kupasongs is the name of the CD. Kupasonics, look them up on the internet, order from them directly. You won't be dismayed. Three songs I'm going to play. Metalitsia and Sunshine, which is a kind of an interesting version of a bluegrassy sound. And Kalinya, it'll give you a good taste of what this is like. This is the Kupasonics.
Thank you. знаю, ой, там на горі хрест стоїть, а під тим хрестом зелена рожа, білий цвіт. Ой, то не рожа, ой, то не рожа, то тільки з рожі білий цвіт. Моєї дівчини дрібненькі сльози, що вона плаче день та ніч. Ой, гиля гуси на безу воду, ой, гиля гуси до води, прошу тя мили, ануми сизи, ніхто другої не ходить. Гиля гусю, гиля, гиля до води, гиля, гиля, гиля гусю, гиля, гиля до води. Серце душі супокій, прийди до мене і притулися, бо ти вже моя, а я твій. Прийди до мене і притулися, бо ти вже моя, а я твій.
And a wonderful ending there from that great release from a great band, the Cubasonics. And that's a release called the Cuba Songs. And we heard three tracks there. Metalizia, which is a traditional dance melody, means snowstorm, which is kind of apt for their home in St. John's, I guess. Pretty Little Mary was the fiddle tune there from Rufus Ginshard. Then we heard Sunshine, which you know the, at least you know the melody, I suppose, there. It's a love song written by Ukrainian immigrants to Canada. And a young woman begs her lover to be faithful and so on. It was also combined with a Ukrainian folk song about a young soldier who asks the nightingale to fly and deliver a message to his loved one. And joining them on that were members of the Lemko Bluegrass Band, who they performed with in Lviv in Ukraine. And we ended off with Kalinya, which is a traditional Ukrainian song about a woman gathering berries. And there was also a couple of tunes thrown in there. Star of Munster, traditional tune, and Emile Benoit's Breakwater Boys Breakdown, all from their new release. Wonderful material there. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond right here on a variety of stations and possibly on the internet, depending on where you live. You could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland and Labrador, possibly on Mun Radio, CHMR 93.5 in St. John's, Newfoundland, maybe Caper Radio, CJBU in Sydney, Cape Breton, 107.3 FM, possibly Cape May Radio, WCFA, 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Well, we head from that to a duo called Edge Larks. This is new material as well. It's Philip Henry and Hannah Martin, and they hail, Philip, I think, is from Lancashire. And he's a slide guitarist, harmonica player. He's also very interested in Indian music. He studied for a while under slide guitar experts in India. Hannah's a singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist. She's from Devon. And she they write on fiddle and viola and banjo and draw on the traditions of the British Isles. Their early project was called Edgelarks, and then they later took that as their name. And Edgelarks kind of means to sing about the margins, transitional spaces, liminal places, people and time, straddling of boundaries and thresholds, crossroads, borderlands, you know, all that sort of stuff. This is from, I think it's their seventh album, I believe, and it's something called Locks and Bolts.
Twas over the hills, twas over the hills, was over the hills and valleys where my true love was kept from me, quite out of spite and malice. I went unto her father's house, inquiring for my jewel. They answered me, she is not home, she's in her keeping. I went unto her uncle's house, inquiring for my jewel. They answered me, she is not here, which grew to my heart cruel. His fair maid, hearing of his voice, her head out of the window. She says, my dear, you're welcome here, but locks and bolts do hinder. Locks and bolts do room, or in your own blood.
band called the Edgelurks, or Edgelurks, and a track called Locks and Bolts. Lots of great layering of banjo coming in and harmonica and so on. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is some music that's, some of it is new and some of it's not quite new, but it's new to this show, and hopefully it's new to you as well. Sometimes what happens is that I hear bands and I just sort of had a vague notion of who they were, and then I see them at some concert or whatever, and I think, yeah, I should really, do I? And I look at my CD collection, I don't have any of them. So this happens with this band next that's called the Jeremiahs. And I think I've actually played them on this show way, way back, but I saw them at the Celtic Connections, virtually anyways, in January out of Glasgow. And I just thought, they've moved along. They're a very nice band. And so I got a couple of their CDs. And so I'm going to play two tracks for you. The Jeremiahs sort of combine traditional and contemporary sounds. Sometimes people call it urban folk. I have no idea why. But anyway, they were founded in 2013. And there's four of them. Joe Gibney's on the vocals, largely. Played whistle sometimes as well. Great Dublin-born singer, lots of influences. James Ryan does a lot of the guitar, the percussive, very percussive backing style. He won the Christy Moore Songwriter Showcase. Does lots of genres, writes some music as well. They've got on fiddle, viola, and vocals now. They had another person earlier, but now it's County Cork's Niamh Varian-Berry, who is formerly of Solus, actually, and does a wonderful, it's a great fiery fiddler and vocalist. And on flutes and whistles is a French-born Julien Brunetto. And so I'm going to play two tracks. One is from a CD simply called The Jeremiahs, Hog-Eye Man, which kind of had another life there during the pandemic, during the week or so that Twitter was talking about shanties. And then from their CD called The Femme Fatale of Maine, The Wild Barrow Road. So two tracks here from the Irish band The Jeremiahs.
Hand me down my riding cane, I'm off to meet my darling Jane with the hog guy, railroad navvy with his hog guy, steady on the jig with the hog guy. Oh, she wants the hog guy man. Oh, the hog guy man is the man for me. He's sailing down from o'er the sea with the hog guy, railroad navvy with his hog guy, steady on the jig with the hog eye. Oh, she was the hog eye man. Well, he came to the shack where Sally did dwell. He knocked on the door and he rung a bell with the hog guy, the railroad navvy with his hog guy, steady on the jig with the hog eye. Oh, she wants the hog eye man. Oh, who's been here since I've been gone? A railroad navvy with the sea boots on, with the hog guy, a railroad navvy with his hog guy, steady on the jig with the hog guy. Oh, she wants the hog guy man. If I catch him here with Sally once more, I'd sting my hook, go to sea once more with the hog guy, a railroad navvy with his hog guy, steady on the jig with the hog guy. Oh, she wants the hog guy man. Sally's in the garden sifting sand, the hog guy man sitting hand in hand with a hog guy, little old navvy with his hog guy, steady on the jig with the hog guy. Oh, she wants the hog guy man. Sally's in the kitchen punching duff, the cheeks of her eyes going chuff 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 with a hog guy, little old navvy with his hog guy, steady on the jig with the hog guy. Oh, she wants the hog guy man. Thank you.
hog guy. Payroll Mammy with his hog guy. Steady on the jig with the hog guy. Oh, she was the hog guy past noon, at the foot of the hills, at the tail end of June. Two boys in the back seat with legs on a tune that they'd play down in Barrow tonight 'neath the moon.
There from a band called the Jeremiahs out of Ireland, and that was The Wild Barrow Road, and before that, Hog-Eye Man. That's from two different CDs of theirs, the Femme Fatale of Maine, the last one, and the Jeremiahs, the one I started off with. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 224, and we're playing music that's, well, not quite new to this world. Some of it's very new to the world, but some of it's just new to us, as I've figured out how to find this stuff sometimes in these days of declining CD availability, and I'm still kind of old school that way. I like to feel the CDs. I like to put them on my shelf. Anyway, next up, we have John Renbourn and Wiz Jones. Wiz Jones is an English acoustic guitarist, singer, songwriter. He's been performing since the late 1950s. I think his first band was 1957 or something like that. And recording from about 1965 till the present, he's worked with many of the notable guitarists of the British folk revival, like John Renbourn and Bert Jansch, and has a whole, early on, he was quite infatuated with the bohemian image of Woody Guthrie and Jack Kerouac. He grew his hair long, and his mother started calling him Wizzy after a cartoon character, I think it was, something like that. In the early 60s, he went busking in Paris, and there he mixed in an artistic circle that included people like Rod Stewart, Clive Palmer, who was with the incredible string band, Ralph McTell, and so on. He also met up with, as I said, and played with John Renbourn much in the later years. John Renbourn was an English guitarist and songwriter. He was best known for his collaboration with people like Bert Jansch, Stephen Grossman. He did some stuff with them, but also his folk group called Pentangle. And he also maintained a pretty solid solo career as well. He's usually labeled a folk musician, but his musical tastes and interests took in classical music and early music and jazz, blues, world music, and so on. Between 2012 and 2015, he toured with Wiz Jones. So John and Wiz played a mixture of solo and duo material. And so this is a concert that was recorded in 2015, not long before John Renbourn died suddenly, unfortunately. So this was put out posthumously, and it's a great sort of version of their easy, laid-back guitar styles and so on. This is their rendition of a Bob Dylan tune called Buckets of Rain. The CD is called Joint Control. This is John Renbourn and Wiz Jones together in concert.
Buckets of rain, buckets of tears, got all them buckets coming out of my ears, moonbeams in my hand. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can't stand. Thank you. them buckets, all them beers, moonbeams in my hand. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can't stand.
It's kind of ease that you have two guitar players, each of whom has been playing for like half a century or something like that. And that was John Renborn and Wiz Jones. And that was something called Buckets of Rain from a live concert recorded not long before John Renborn passed away. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 224. And I'm glad you're with me however you got here. And I'm going to continue on with some kind of new to me music, and some of it is new actually as well. So this one came about, it's funny how you find out about other different bands. In this case, I was sort of participating in a session. You know, with the internet, there's been these sessions online and so on. Some are quite good, some, you know, you just do once and you say, well, that's not for me. But there's one that's done out of Norwich in the UK, which I quite enjoy, a great leader. They do some really interesting tunes, and anyway, they played this tune called Clash Narrow, or we played it, and I was quite taken by it. And so, you know, people talk about it. So where's that from? And it's actually a band called Project Smock, S-M-O-K, out of Scotland. They're a neo-trad trio. Ali Levac is a wonderful whistle player, quite amazing. Ewan Baird on the percussion, mostly Bowron and so on. And Pablo Lafuente is on the guitar and so on. They're sort of nonconformist, progressive Scottish traditional music. They formed in 2017. And after I heard about Clash Narrow and this is Project Smock, I thought, I looked them up on the internet and got purchased their three CDs that are available. So we're going to play a couple tracks for you from them. And they effortlessly sort of blend this trad music with sort of a new age pop sound. And Ali Levac won the BBC Young Traditional Musician of the Year in 2020. So he's quite well known and, you know, combined with a wonderful Bowron player and a nice guitar. And, you know, it's a sound that I quite like. Now, I don't know. It's up to you. Anyway, I purchased all these three CDs, and so we're going to hear from at least two of them. This one's from a CD called Horizons, something called Empty Pod. After that, we hear from a CD, which is their new one, that is just out, called Bayview. Here's a set of tunes called The Ivory Flute, Headlifter, and Mosins. And into actually early, the first show, or the first set of tunes that we played on this show, included Mosin on the concertina. So he actually joins them on this concertina too. So it all kind of holds together. So see what you think. This is sort of some neo-trad folk music from Scotland. Starting off with Empty Pod, this is Project Smock. Thank you. Some music there from Petrona Martinez, who's an Afro-Colombian singer of Bulrangue. It's a native music from the Caribbean coast of Colombia. It's a traditional music of older women in those Afro-descendant communities of the Caribbean coast of Colombia. And she's had a rather fruitful recording career, leader of a group that bears her name. She's done international touring. She got 3 nominations for a Grammy for Best Latin Music Album. And she finally won with this album that is taken from. It's called Ancestras. And she was 82. This just came out. So she's 83 now. And so that's a song called Ay Mi Gallina. And it includes, I believe she has Angelique Kidjo on that track as well. You've been listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. And still are. Before that, we heard Project Smock. And you could be listening on Voice of Bombay, CHBB, 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly on Radio Bell Island, CJBI, 93.9, or possibly Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX in London, Ontario, or you might be listening on CILU, 102.7 FM in Thunder Bay. And thank you wherever you're listening from, and hopefully you're enjoying the time. Another track here. This is Steve Tilston, and he's an English folk singer-songwriter. He started doing music about 1971. He ran a folk club with Bert Janch in London. He recorded a rock album in the 80s, but he returned to quieter music. He was a member of John Renbourn's group Ship of Fools, went into a jazz phase. This is from his 17th solo album.
This train that rumbled all through my younger days. Way off in the distance, all through my younger days. One day that train might come, carry me away. There's a man in the station, got a pen and he's taking down names. Well, he's there on the platform with his pen, and he's taking down names. Well, he knows when my train's gonna come, but it just ain't safe. Thank you.
There's a train and a river running side by side. Train and reflection running side by side. I'm gonna make that connection, take that train and ride. I'm just waiting for that misty train.
Nice, lush, Nordic trio of fiddlers. That's called the Nordic Fiddlers Block. And they're going to take us out of the show today. This is the Baspel Eriks Brudspolska. Polska. Something like that. I need to really work on my Scandinavian languages. They started this band in 2009, and they felt this real chemistry. One of them is from the fiddle-rich tradition of the Shetland Islands, the other two from parts of Scandinavia. And 700 some gigs later, playing across Europe and the US and the UK and so on, this is from their fourth album. Their third album. They're working on the fourth. It should come out any moment now. Before that, we heard from Steve Tilston and My Mystery Train. Thanks for joining me today. Hope you enjoyed it. And I hope to see you again next time, or hope that you join me again next time, every week, here on Roots and Branches and Beyond. Do take care of each other, okay? All right. Happy trails!